how was the off season for you? It seemed like times get a little crazy down there playing baseball.
Yeah, it was fun because I actually got the chance to play with my brother in the same team, but on the other side, I rest a lot. And I play a little bit. I play like 20 games, 50 games. But other than that, I just actually rest because I've been playing for 10 years straight. So, I mean, it went well. I spent a lot of time with the family, with the son. So it went pretty fun.
Did you have a minor injury?
I did. But actually, that is pretty good right now. I just pulled my quad a little bit, but everything's well now.
Okay.
How did the work at first base go? How much did you focus on?
Yeah, actually, I played like all the games, so I actually was getting there early, and I just worked on that. I actually met with some guys that played that position, and it helped me a lot. Not even on the field. I used the situations as that, whatever supposed to be and whatever the game dictates. So I'm actually getting better on that.
You feel like you're much better positioned.
Yeah, for sure. I think actually it's more to come. I think I have to put some more work on it, but I think I feel a little confidence on it.
What position does your brother play?
Outfield. Mm-hmm. Center field, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
What's the difference in age between you guys?
Like 4 years. Yeah, something like that. So he was with the Rangers and stuff. He got a little out of a problem and stuff with the organization. So he's trying to come back.
So he's a big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, one time we went to a Caribbean series. That was the first time, but and this time that's the team that my father played. So it was pretty special, mommy.
So if you're coffee, what is your brother? Name?
Little cafecito. Yeah. Uh huh. Like little more. Yeah, for sure. I take that. I like that. Yeah. I think it was a great opportunity. First of all, I have to thank the Cardinals for the opportunity that it gave me. And for last year, it was fun. And the other side, I learned a lot because we was trying to win every day, and it gave me the attitude that we're gonna do it this year too. We're gonna be more hungry about the game, about winning, about doing the stuff right to get. Wins every day, and even though we're not going to win every day, we're going to try to do it. So that's my mentality. I know everybody's thinking like that too.
Did you have a chance to meet him? Did you already know Marcelo Ozuna? What are your thoughts on
him? Not yet, but we always when I play against him, we always joke around from left field, actually. We always trying to make some stuff, but I think he's a great player. He's a great addition, and it's gonna be fun, like with him and Yachty and all the guys. We're gonna put it together like a great year, so it's gonna be really fun.
Actually,
sprinting the first base, trying to beat a throw, and I was trying to go faster. You know, when you just get your body, I didn't go faster. I'm not now. Yeah. He gone.
So like during the season, right?
Yeah. No, it was the season was the groin.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the other side. But it was the same leg too. I didn't realize that. So everything is fine right now. So I can't wait to come back and feel.
How do you look at balancing? I mean, I guess the Cardinals will determine, but what do you want the balance to be outfield, first base at spring training?
I mean, I'm actually gonna show up and work whatever position, you know, because I think it's going to be kind of the same as last year, and I'm going to be ready for that too. I think whatever Mike needs me, I'm just going to be there. I'm going to take advantage of spring training because I can go check some fly balls and take some extra everything. So it's going to be a lot of work in spring training for me. I'm gonna go early, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go there and work with the trainers a little more, and actually work more than in all the positions. So I absolutely wanna try to cut the gap and to go through the season, because, like I said, I don't know what's gonna happen, and I'm just gonna be ready for whatever opportunity.
So when you say more position, you mean just all the outfield at first, or is there something else too? Or
whatever, whatever. No, whatever. I do it too. I got Yachty. He chased me. So. It's like I said, is the most important thing for me is break to New York with the team. That's the most important thing. I don't care about positions or hitting or something. That I just want to be on the team.
Does last year being in a circumstance where you were competing for a spot on the team, does that make it easier in a sense to go in and having gone through that experience before?
Yeah, I think that mentality, I'm just going to take the same one because it gets me like more motivated that what I'm going to do or how I'm going to get to the spot that I'm going to be. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the goal. You just go out there and try to compete, trying to don't give up and none of bash down plays, and you just show up that you're ready for the next level.
You had a big spring last year offensively. Mm-hmm. Is that something that traditionally you've done, or was that unique? Was that new for you to do so well in spring?
Actually, that was my I took a lot of bats. I think I was with the Royals, and I took like 12 at bats, something like that. And I don't think I did, I had a chance to improve that what I can do. But with this year, with the Cardinals, I had a lot of bats, and I got a chance to play. Not even first base, I got a lot of chances in outfield too. So I think I took advantage of that too. And I think the opportunities, that's the most important thing. If they give you a chance, you just go out there and take advantage of that.
How early are you going down? Next week? Are you gonna be there
2 weeks? Nah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks is fine. Yeah. Not yet, but I know he's waiting for me. he's doing this. It's gonna be a lot of sweat.
When you think about yourself when you're placed on the roster, do you think of, okay, if I hit a lot in spring, that's my path to the roster. If I'm flexible defensively, that's my path. Or is it a combination of those two things?
I think that happened in spring training last year is not gonna happen again. You know, that's kind of hard to do. But I think, like you said, it's more like be capable to just do what I have to do to be in a roster. It's not like being a good teammate. Show up early, take extra stuff, and just have a good at-bats. You know what I'm saying? I was concentrating, just have good at-bats, and everything went well. So I'm just going to try to do the same, not trying to do too much, and I'm going to do it 1,000 times, just trying to help the team win.
So you hit really well in the second half last year, and consequently, your walk rate went way up in the second half last year. Do you feel like you were being more selective at the plate? Do you feel like you were seeing pitches better in the second half?
I think I was getting good pitches to hit, and I took advantage of them. You know, like I said, like getting a mentality to get good at bats or trying to get 3-2 every single time. I think that was the idea. I mean, I was taking pitches. I wasn't go out there and just trying to hit. I was trying to get good at bats every time, and not even that. I was trying to get walks too. You know, trying to get on base for somebody else, and that's the deal. I think that was the idea. Not trying to give a bats away, and I'm just gonna try to do that thing this year too. I think there's a lot of more confidence this year, for sure. Like I said, I'm just open to keep working on that position and keep gain more experience in that position. And I know I've been talking with Yadi Bueno Venezuela, and we talk a lot about the situation and the team and everything. So I think I'm gonna get together with him. Well, we're gonna get together with him, Okendo, or Carpenter, all those guys that. We, like last year, we was working together. Me, Adam, Matt, and Carpenter too. We was trying to learn the position with O'Kendon. So I know this year it's gonna be a lot of chances in that position. So I gotta be ready.
Have you seen results on the field at first?
Oh yeah, for sure. Season? Yeah, for sure. Actually, 100%. I think right now I'm feeling 100% better than this year. Like, no doubt about it. He came down to visit, actually, and help a couple kids over there to give me some advice and occasion or something. It was pretty special too.
Are you catching?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I mean, actually, a lot of Venezuelans, they don't want to go to Venezuela right now. And actually, for him to come, it was pretty special because it shows that you cannot forget where you come from.
Jose, did you invite him to come to Venezuela?
He wanted to come. He told me middle of the season, hey, I want to go to Venezuela. Actually went, I'm not. You're not coming to Venezuela. I'm not. No chance. And then like, that night, next day in the morning, he just told me again, I'm serious. I'm going to Venezuela. So as soon as he landed, I'm like, yeah, you came. Now I believe you. So it was like for the people, and it was 3 days there. But everything went special. Our city, my city, treated well, and he liked it. So, I mean, I'm trying to get him back too, so you know, to get some more stuff with the kids and something. So it's a great example.
So you're gonna pick him up and then bring him and kind of show him around with it.
Yeah. Actually, he likes it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. So it's kind of like we grew up like in the same area. So. For him to go to Venezuela, like I said, it was pretty special. And for the kids and everything, it was good.
Do you stay in your place?
I rent my house.
You rented him a house?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, we talk about that later. So.
Are these kids pretty elite prospects, or just some?
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, they make a program to try to find, to get signed to a professional baseball. So, you know, the situation is so hard that everybody wants to just get out of Venezuela somehow. So everybody just, are like kids, like 13, 14, they're just practicing and trying to get a better future for the family. So that's the greatest inspiration for him to talk about don't give up and think on your family and just work hard for it.
Are things better at all?
No. Sadly, no. Actually, stuff is getting worse right now. But a good thing, my family is good. I know people is getting really sad stuff, or they're getting kidnapping went up, stuff in the street went up, killing went up. So, I mean, hope everything gets better. You know what I'm saying? And it's really sad to say this, but I think the only thing that you got to do is get out of Venezuela. That's all. That's the only solution that you got to make. Actually, it's more easier for but my family. That's the stuff. I think they open the all the kind of visa that everybody can get. But I think it's gonna be so hard, and like, everybody's gonna try to get one. So that's gonna be a disaster for sure. And I hope everybody get a visa. But I know like it's gonna be hard for them too, because it's gonna be a lot of denies too, and people's gonna feel really sad about it. There's a chance. I'll try to get him here, and the politics come, like, they change the politics, like, one day to another one, and I had to bring him with me, and I didn't, so I lost the appointment. But, I'm gonna try it again, see. I hope that they give him a visa to come through training.
Will you go to Venezuela from here and then to Florida? Are you going back to Florida?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just gonna go straight to Florida, start working out.
Before you went back this winter, did the team talk to you about security type stuff? Kind of just have a conversation like, hey, X, Y, and Z, keep an eye out for when you go back? Or is that just stuff that you know from being from there and being a
player? Yeah, I think getting away from the trouble in those cities like Caracas is really dangerous, and Maracay and all the stuff. I'm just staying in my city, and then I don't go far from there. I think as soon as I start playing, I just went to Caracas, play stadium, home. You know what I'm saying? That's the deal. And I know it's hard. I know sometimes you want to go to a restaurant, and the restaurant is correct, it's a good restaurant. But I got my people that are always on top of the situation. So good thing, nothing happened to me and my family this year. So I hope it stays like that.